Right, so what happened last night? So somebody calls with the following shayla, which everybody around the table should be able to paskin now. It's complex. I'd like to look in the Shulchan Aruch together once again to see how we learned this halacha. The shayla was, he says, I ate pas habo'ah b'kisnim, a small amount. He didn't go into detail, but he said, certainly not enough to mechayev birkas hamazon. And I was not planning on having any more than that. I've now decided I'd like a little bit more. Not much more, a little bit more, such that if you add what I had in the beginning to what I'd like to eat now, altogether that would reach the required amount for benching. Remember we said, what is the required amount for benching? That amount that people would be kiveya su'uda over. So for argument's sake, I think he told me he's eating berekas. So imagine we would all agree, I don't know, I'm just throwing out a number. Now, but imagine if you have 6 berekas, imagine that's enough to be mechay berekas almoz, and that's considered a meal. So he, let's say, was only planning on eating 4. So you make your boyrim, a name is Zainis. And now you have to make an alamichyo. But all of a sudden, at the end of the 4, he decides, I want to have 2 more. So altogether he's had 6. Had he known in the beginning he was eating 6, what would he have told him? Wash, tirisadaim, mikabrocha, hamoitzi, benching. This is basically bread. Remember, pas habot bekisnin to an extent has the status of bread. At least if you kaveh suda over it. But in this case, instead of eating 6, he didn't. He ate 4 and 2. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, we mamish learned this halacha. So have a look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Simon Kuf Samach Ches. You've got it right there, open. Siv Vav. You've got Siv Vav? So it says there, Pasabo b'kisnin, this is good chazara for us. Mevorech olov, boi mene mezainais, ola acharo, brocha achas me'ein sholish. But, ve'im ochal mimenu, shiur, sha'achelim, regilim, likvoya olov. If, however, you sit down to an amount, which is that type of amount where others are kiversud over, afal pishehu loisava mimenu, even if he in particular is actually not satiated, but it doesn't matter, this is the amount that most people would be, then mevarech hamoitzi, you make a broch of hamoitzi, and also ubirkas hamozin. If you look immediately at the Mishnah Berurah, you've got chof hay. So the Mishnah Berurah chof hay. Vegam l'tilas yadayim. Even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't spell it out, but the same is true. So he has to do exactly whatever you do for bread. L'tilas yadayim, brocha al l'tilas yadayim, hamoitzi, and then berkas hamazon. So far, so good. Now, look at the Shulchan Aruch, and this is Mamish, the Shaila that we was asked last night. Ve'im mitchilo hayo b'day toy lechol mimenu ma'at. And if, in the beginning, his das was only to eat a little bit, u'birech b'yirim v'neim zoinois, which was the right thing to do, v'achakal ochal, and afterwards, ochal shir, then he eventually did eat a shir, sha'acherim koivim olov. Now what does it mean afterwards he ate a shir? That means he ate
enough to make it a...
So he started off with 4. Now he has to have eaten another 6, or even if he only eats another 2. Yevorech olov birkas hamazon, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, af al pi sheloi birech hamoitzi tchilo. Even though he never made Amoitzi in the beginning. Why did he not say Amoitzi in the beginning? Because his initial plan was only to have 4 berekas, but because at the end of the day he ended up eating 6, so Mamela, he has to bench. It's a great quiz question. How can it be that somebody was Mechuyev only to say Borimani Mzainos, and yet at the end of the day he ended up benching. And this is the case. Because initially, why was he only Mukhiv to say Borimani Mzainos? Because he was never planning on having six, he was only planning on having four. If he was planning to have six from the outset, you have to wash his hands, Tira Sudaim, Hamoitzi, everything. So look at the Mishnah Berurah now. There's a very important Mishnah Berurah and a very important Sharetzim. Have a look at Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kotten, Chof Vov. Yevorech alo berchas hamazon, kiven shehishlim. What does that mean, shehishlim? Because he completed shiur kvius suda. Which means that we're not talking about he ate another six. Rather,
another two.
He ate another two, so it's six altogether. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval hamoitzi ein sorech levorech, but he does not need to make a hamoitzi al masha nimlach le'echol. What does nimlach mean? We've had nimlach in our suga. That which he now changes mind. In other words, these last two, he does not make hamoitzi. Why? De'ein b'ma shemunach lefonov, because there is not in what is lying in front of him, achar shenimlach, shiur, kvias, suda. There is no shiur, there's no six berekas in front of him. Elo biyachad, it's only together, im, masha ochal kvar. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'im be'emes, ye shiur, kvias, suda, b'mesha, lo ye'ochal adayin. But if there's going to be a shir suda in that which he hasn't yet eaten, meaning there's another six berekas in front of him which he's going to eat, then obviously, tzorech litol yodov, ulevorech hamoitzi, v'anatir esedayim, uberkas hamozon, and he's going to have the whole works. So what's the Mishnah Berurah telling you? If you initially ate your four berekas, and you're not planning on having more than that, and then you were nimlach, remember we said nimlach is always going to be the key word, you were nimlach and you decided to have another two, so there's no six in front of you, you're only planning on having another two, so I do not make a hamoitzi. And if I don't do hamoitzi, therefore also I don't need to do natilus sudaim either. But you will have to at the end say birkas hamazon. If, however, after the first four you decide to have another six, then obviously the halacha is that's like six from the beginning. That's pasabor b'kisnin kashir kviya suda.
You say hamotzi on top of your on top of
the initial mezonos,
even before, even though you're not saying alamechia.
Right.
No alamechia,
but again, only providing you're about to have another six. So again, back to this shaila that he asked last night. So far, what should the psak halacha be? You had four in the beginning, you're having another two. You do not need to do natir sudaim. You do not need to wash. You do not need to say amoitzi, but you do need to say birkas hamazon at the end. Now, there is a very important halacha. Look at the Sharet Zion Chof Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says he's had his four, he's now having another two. He does not make a hamoitzi. One second. Says the Sharet Zion, does he have to make another Borim name Mezainis? He does not need to make a hamoitzi because he's not having a whole kvias suda afresh. It's only together with what he's had already. Now, this mamish brings us back to the sugi that we've just now learned. We're going to see the halacha, which is, remember we said, if you make a bracha on yain lifnei hamozon, you can keep on going, at least on Shabbos v'yom tov. Why? Because you're not a nimlach. But if this would happen during the week where you are not planning on having extra wine, then you are a nimlach and you have to make a bracha every time. And as we saw in Tosfos, it's not really dependent l'chayra on Shabbos v'yom tov. It really all depends on what was your das. So in theory, if you sat down during the week and you plan to have a whole wine party, then one bracha will be enough. The other way around, if on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as the Gemara already mentioned, you're only planning on having one cup, then you're a nimlach. and you have to make two brachas. So it doesn't so much depend on the day of the week, rather it depends on what your state of mind was. So therefore, we need to ask the question over here as well. He initially said Barimne Mizoinois on his four berekas. Now, he didn't say Hamoitzi, he said Mizoinois, Barimne Mizoinois. Why didn't he say Hamoitzi? Because he was never planning having six, so he had four. All of a sudden, he's been Nimlach, he's changed his mind, and he's decided that I will have another two after all. So the Shulchan Aruch says he doesn't make a Hamoitzi. He says in Mishnah Berurah, one moment, what about Mezainis? So look at the Sharatzim. Avol le'inyan boirei minei Mezainis. Yes, he does not need to make a brach of Hamoitzi. But what about boirei minei Mezainis? Tolui bazeh. It would depend on this. Im hoya nimlach gomur. If it was an absolute nimlach, what does that mean? He writes in brackets, dahainu, shahoya bedaitoi mitchila. His das was from the outset, shaloi lechoil yosa, not to have any more. He was only planning on eating four. V'achakach nimlach lechoil oid, and afterwards he decided, he changed his mind, he's going to eat more, then tzorich. Levarich barim nemezainis kein kosvu hamachtzis hasheka v'shar achreinim. Well, if that's the case, ulechoira beinyoneinu, in our subject, haloi bevadai, certainly af deloi chishev b'hahi mitchilo sheloi lechol yoise. Even though he didn't specifically have a plan that I'm definitely not going to have more, but it is kechishev dami. It is as if you did. In other words, if you would have asked this person from the outset, tell me, how many berekas are you planning on having? What would he tell you? In our story?
Four.
Four. Now, if you ask him, tell him. If you ask him, tell me, after the four, are you planning on then having some more afterwards? Now, he didn't specifically say one way or the other. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't matter. That's definitely considered as if what? That he was not planning on eating more. Why? Dahalo yodua, because everybody knows. De'im oichel kashir kviya suda. Because if you do eat the six berekas altogether, which is the shir of kviya suda, so from the beginning, what did this person do? He didn't make Hamoitzi. So isn't that the clearest proof that what?
He wasn't planning
to have six. He knows the halacha. Everybody knows. That's what the Sharatzion says. It's Yodua. Sometimes there could be a question mark. Meaning, sometimes I'm planning on having a certain amount, and then it could be I'll have some more. I'll see what happens at the end. But over here, if he made mezainos in the beginning, he did not say amoitzi from the outset. He does not wash his hands. So what's clear? That what was he planning?
A snack.
Only to have a snack. So what are you going to say? Well, I didn't really think about it. Well, you clearly did. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Vahu, this person, kivein shebirech rak boirimine mezoinus, because he only made a bracha boirimine mezoinus and not hamoitzi, al korchoch, we're going to have to say the daitoi hoya, that his mindset was shaloi lechoil kashir. So it's only theoretical to say we have to work out what his das was. No! That's theoretical, it's not practical. Practical, we jolly well know what his das was. What was his das? Only to have four. So Mamela, in our Shaila, Locha Lamaisa, what should I have told this person last night? You had four so far. You're planning having just another two, and definitely no more than that. Do not wash your hands. Do not make Hamoitzi. Do! Make another mezainos, and at the end, berachas hamazon. Pasul lacher comes out. Halacha l'maaseh, first the sefer Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharatzim.
Most people do not start a snack with four berechas on their plate.
That's all they have?
They have an empty plate and they have a 12 berechas in the middle of the
table.
Okay,
so we're going to ask him now, what bracha?
So he didn't intend to make it a kaveya suda.
How do you know he didn't intend it?
He wanted to have a snack.
No, but you're right. I've got to prove to you. What's the biggest rye that he wasn't planning to have a whole kaviya suda?
Because he didn't wash.
Because he only made a mezainis. Right, exactly. Okay. Now it happens to me. It's changed his mind. That's his prerogative. But don't tell me that really showed that you were always planning on eating. Again, what's the Mishnah Berurah coming to prove over here? It's exactly the same as the yayin story. When I made a bracha over the yayin in the beginning, if I'm planning to having more wine afterwards, I don't make a second bracha. Right. But here, this is the bizarre situation. What are you going to say? Well, I was always planning having a bit extra at the end. It's not true! If you were really planning on having more at the end, then you wouldn't have made mezainis from the beginning. You would have washed your hands and said, I'm oitzi. So clearly, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Let's read it again. Ulachoira b'inyoneinu, with regard to our subject, haloi bavadai. We can say with absolute certainty, af deloi chishev bahi mitchila. Even though he didn't absolutely, clearly and consciously decide in the beginning, shaloi lechol yoisa, comma, but nonetheless, kechishev domi. It is as if he did have that thought process. Why? The haloyodua. It's definitely well known. Everybody knows the halacha. Demoichel kashir kviya suda. Vorech hamoitzi. Vegam noitel yodov. And yet this fellow did not do any of that. Vuhu kiven shibirich rak birkas amozin. Al korchach de datoi hoyosh. Loy lechel kashir zeh. So clearly he didn't want to eat more. Now you've decided you do want to eat more. We're going to call you a nimlach.
He takes, he says mezonos. He takes one bite. This is the most delicious berakah I've ever had. I'm going to make this into kaviya suda.
Okay, so how many more is he planning to eat? Another six?
At this point, yes.
Right,
after
so that's,
one
that's the Shulchan Aruch. That's okay. The Mishnah Berurah we said before.
Okay.
Mishnah Berurah says, "Vim be'emes yeish shir kviya suda b'mash loy ochal adayin." If there's going to be a kviya suda, that which he has not yet eaten, then he jolly well does have to make a hamotzi.
Okay.
There's mamash al ochal adayin. Okay, so that was very good chazara for us. The Gemara says with Pinchas, remember with Pinchas? When Pinchas saw the story with Cosby and Zimri, he all of a sudden remembered the halacha. Kanoim poigim boy. So Chazal say, Ro'o maisa v'nizkar halacha. Sometimes you see the story and that triggers your memory, you remember the halacha. So here was a classic case in point. We had this phone call last night, and that reminded us of this halacha, and it was a very, very good chazara for us. A very good chazara for us. Okay, now we wanted to see some of the Shulchan Aruch with regard to the wine story and the parperes. So if you turn to Kuf Ayin Dalet, Shulchan Aruch Kuf Ayin Dalet. See, I don't know if we're going to learn all of these halachas, but there's certainly a bunch of halachas which is very, very important. Mamish Meisim B'chol Yom. Kuf Ayin Dalet, page 148. Din Birkas Hayayin B'Suuda Uboy Ches Si'ifim, says the Shulchan Aruch. Yayin Shebetoich HaSuuda Mavorech Olov Boirei Pri Agofen Ve'ein hapas poitre. Ve'ein hapas poitre. Now, if I were to ask you, does anybody remember, this is not the Mishnah we just learned. This was the Gemara on the very bottom line of Mem Aleph on the base. Remember when the Gemara said, Ihochi Yayin Nami Niftere Pas. What does that mean, Ihochi? If everything during the meal, which is their Machmas Hasuda, does not require a bracha, so what about Yayin? The very last line, Yochi Nami Yayin Niftere Pas. Let the bread exempt the wine. Remember the Gemara answer? Shani Yayin, top line, the Goyim Brochel Atzmai. There was a discussion what exactly that means, Goyim Brochel Atzmai, but basically, Yayin has special chashivos. But if it wouldn't be Yayin, if you have orange juice during the meal, you don't make a brocha. Special loch of Yayin. So, have a look again at the Shulchan Aruch. Yayin Shibatoi Chasuda. Look at the Be'er HaGoyle on the right hand side of the page. What does he say? Brochas Mem Aleph. Right? It's not Mem Beis, our Mishnah. It's Mem Aleph. It's that Gemara at the bottom of Mem Aleph. It's actually Mem Aleph Omed Beis. Okay. Have a look at the Mishnah Brua. It's got an Aleph. Hainu. This means Ve'ena Pas Poitre. Hainu. Even though he's drinking the wine, why? Lishrois. To wash down. Therefore, it's really part and parcel of the Suda. It's all there to help the food. Therefore, surely it should be considered Kedvarim Haboim Machmas Hasuda Toy Hasuda. And you'd expect it to be exempted by the bracha over the pas, as is going to be explained soon. Nonetheless, this is the Gemara. Because wine is so prominent, Einoi nechshav tofel lepas, it will not become subsidiary, secondary to the bread, lehi poter bebirkosoi, such that it will be exempt with the brocha over the pas. I'm sorry, that will not happen. And that's why the yayin requires its own brocha. If you look immediately at the bottom of the page in the Sharatzion, in Gimel, mipnei shegoyrim brocha laatzmoi, in parenthesis, Gemara. Fine, he brings Rashi's pshat, he brings Tosis pshat, there's various pshatim. But the bottom line is that Yayin has an extra special chashivos, and therefore, even though it really seems to be in fitting with the rule that says anything that is meal related does not require its own brocha, I've already made a brocha over the pas. The answer is it's true, but Yayin is an exception to the rule. Back into the Mishnah Berurah. Va'afilu kivein beferush. Even if you would have absolute explicit kavona, bebirkas hapas, when you initially made a bracha on the pas, lifter, to exempt kol ma sheyishteh betoy chasuda, it will not help. Loi mahani liyayin. Look at the Sharatzi in one word, dalid. What does he say, one word? Poshut. What does poshut mean? I don't need to bring a source for it. Normally the Mishnah Berurah at the bottom of the page, Sharatzion, always brings the sources. Here he says, I don't need to bring a source. It's overwhelmingly obvious. Once the Gemara tells me that what? That the yayin is choshuv, and it requires its own bracha, it's obvious to me, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it will not help whatsoever the fact that you had kavona when you made a bracha over the pas, it should exempt also the wine. It just doesn't work. Finish, period. It doesn't work. Okay. Now let's skip to Sif Dalet. Sif Beis and Gimel were different subjects. Im kova lishtois lifnei hamozein. If he sat down to drink wine before the meal, ein tzorich levorich al yayin shebetoich hamozein. Who said that halacha? That was really Tosfos. The Gemara spoke about yayin before versus yayin afterwards. Then the Gemara spoke about yayin during.
And then
that was machlekes. Tosfos is machle, but Tosfos says before to during. That would work. Why? Because the wine that you drank before the meal, poitroi. Okay.
Didn't say why.
We'll see. V'chein, yayin shel kiddush. We definitely saw this in Tosfos. Poitroi yayin shebetoi hamozin. V'chein, third case, hamavdil al hashulchan. If you make havdalah whilst on the shulchan, meaning about to eat a meal, poita hayayin shebetoi hamozin. But if you remember, Tosfos brought a bit of a discussion about havdalah. Maybe if you did Ntilus Yadayim, or if you didn't do Ntilus Yadayim, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh ha'imrim, she'ein birkas yayin havdalah poita, Elohim kein, notal yodov koidem hamavdil. And therefore, hilkoch, hamavdil koidem natila. If you make hamavdala before natila, then what? You're getting involved in a bit of a shaila. Why? Because it may well be, remember we said there's a difference between kiddush and havdala. Kiddush is very much connected to the suda. Why is it connected to the suda? Because it has to be makam suda. In kiddush ela makam suda. There's no halacha that havdala has to be makam suda. So if I've done the tilas yodayim and now I've do havdala, so I have myself connected to the suda. But if it's before the tilas yodayim, it's a bit of a discussion. So if you ever do this, meaning you make havdala before the tilas yodayim, and you're planning having wine during the meal, you're getting yourself into a bit of hot water. So what should you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, yechavein sheloi lohitzi yayin. Best would be to have kavona, not to be moitzi the yayin during the meal. Because if I don't have that kavona, then I'm getting myself into a big machlekes. According to some opinions, the wine before the meal of Avdalah would exempt the wine during. According to other opinions, it wouldn't. So it's a whole big balagan. If it's a balagan, best is to avoid the balagan. How so? Have expressed kavona that I'm not planning with my wine over Avdalah to exempt the wine during the meal. And that way I've avoided the whole sofik. So let's go slowly. There's a lot to see. A lot to see. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Vav. Im Kova, the Shulchan Aruch spoke about a case where you were Kivea Suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kosvu ho achreinim. The achreinim write, Delav dafke kova. Second bottom line, okay. It's lav dafke kova. Duhu adin. The same would apply afilu im shosa rak kois echod shel yain. Even if it wasn't a whole kvias. I just sat down to have one cup of wine before the meal koidem asuda. The same would apply the poita hayayin shebetoich asuda. Fine. However, one needs to know, the kol zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, only works im daitoi lishtois gam betoich asuda.
Right. I didn't know if at the meal there was going to be wine served.
Right, so then you're
going to have a problem.
Right, so then you have to make a new bracha. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion, at the bottom of the page, and so you've got Yud Gimel. B'Shulchan Aruch HaGraz. That's the Shulchan Aruch of the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. Pesek. D'B'Mokoyim Shiragilin Lishtos. If it is a mokim where the norm is to be shoysa yayin betoy chasuda, then afilu mistoma omrinon kilu hayodaita luze. He passes like Tosus and Brochus. Remember, Tosus and Brochus wanted to de-emphasize the whole issue of Shabbos and Yom Tov versus weekday. And he said, it all depends on what's the norm. That was your kavana, that was your kavana. And if the normal way to eat a meal is, or your norm, is to drink wine during the meal, then even though I didn't have absolute expressed kavan, I didn't announce, yes, I'm planning to have a wine party, but that's the norm. In the same way as it's the norm to have a cup of water or orange juice with your food, if the norm is to have wine, so clearly the yayin before the mozain will patter the yayin during the meal as well. Fine, so far so good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you've got Zayin, Shabbatoich HaMozayin, Vahu Adin, the Poita Nami Yayin, Shela Achar HaMozayin. Koidim Berachas HaMozayin. Now it's a little bit funny. Why is it funny? Vahu Adin sounds like as an afterthought. We know that actually that's where the Mishnah began in the first place. This Vuhu Adin, by the way, this would also apply. It's a bit unfair. That's where it all starts. You're off, Rav Moshe Zedek. Rav Emanuel Feldman once received a phone call. He says, can I speak to Rabbi Feldman? And he said, speaking. This person said, oh, is that Rabbi Ilan Feldman? He said, no, that's my son. He says, oh really, what, you're also a rabbi? He said, no, my son is also a rabbi. What's the ikka, what's the toffel? So we know this actually also began, this all began with the yayin lifnei and the yayin achrei. Tosfos then told us his avalach about yayin lifnei and yayin toich. Says the Mishnah Berurah in brackets, b'mokoyim sheregilin lishtos yayin. If this would be, it's not really done maybe, but if it would normally be done, that yayin is drunk achar gemar achiloson, after you've finished eating, so then this halacha will be applicable to the wine. Before the meal would exempt the wine after the meal.
So that's why it gets a vahu hadin.
Right, because it's not so applicable. Oy, shoyo daito lezeh beferush, or at least even if it wasn't the norm, but you had specific kavan. Fine. Avol, says the Mishnah Berurah, loy hoyo lo yayin lifnei hamozoin. But if you did not have wine before the meal, ubirech ala yayin shebetoich hamozoin, that was the machloikas in the Gemara. If you had yayin toich, remember that's called lish rois, will that exempt the yayin at the end? Remember we saw two opinions. What a Tosfos paskin?
Ain't pater.
Does not pater. Says Tosfos, says Mishnah Berurah, tzorich, Levorich Sheinis Alayayin Shalachasuda. Why? Kiyayin Shabatoich Hamozoin. The wine during the meal Einoi Borak Lish Rois. It's only there for what purpose? Just to soak the Hamaychul Shabameyov, to walk the food in his stomach. The Einoi Choshuv. It's not considered significant enough. Lifter Hayayin Shalach HaMozoin. Why? What's so significant about the second time round? Shebo Lishtia Ulatainu. That's coming Lishtois. They're having it as a whole dessert, so enjoy. Now, skip the parenthesis. Ach, says the Mishnah Berurah, Be'emes ein din zeh Motsui beinenu. This din is not motsui. What does that mean? It's not motsui.
It's not found.
Who pointed this out to us? We saw this in Tosfos. Why? She'ein onu moishchin yedenu min hapas. To be perfectly honest, we don't withdraw our hands from the food, from the bread, ad birkas hamazon. V'choshiv hakoil toich hasuda. Therefore, we're always considered to be in the meal. Or lefichoch memela, yayin shebetoich hamazon poitze gam yayin shela'acha hamazon. Why? Dezer v'zer lishreis. If you're always considered to be in the meal, so even if technically you've taken the plates into the kitchen, but you're still in the meal, therefore we wouldn't classify this as lishtois, the second wine. What is it? Lishrois, because you're still in the meal. Therefore this whole halacha is a little bit halacha v'loy lemaisa. It's not so practical nowadays. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ches v'chein yayin shel kiddush.
No.
Now what?
16. And notes.
Yeah, no, he doesn't disagree. He's adding.
It's the end.
Right. It means even if. What happens? The Chazanish adds a very important halacha. That's what you're pointing out to me. Imagine the following scenario. Imagine you have wine. You have your wine glass during the meal, and you're gently sipping, and it helps you digest. Fine. You cleared off all the plates, you brought the dessert, you then cleared the dessert plates, and you had a good schmooze with your guests around the table, and you discussed all wonderful things like the halachas of Dvarim Shebetoich HaSu'uda, and Hilchos Sukkah, and other important subjects. And then half an hour later, you offered your guests, hey, would you like to have another sip of wine? And then somebody would say to you, yeah, actually, I wouldn't mind, I'm a bit thirsty. Ah, one second. There'll be room to suggest that what?
It's afresh.
Now it's ready lishtois. Because he told you quite clearly that after we have all our discussion and sitting schmoozing for half an hour, I'm not now having wine to digest my food. I've long digested the food. Now the wine is there for thirst. So maybe I'll be excused for thinking now we really are back to the sophic of the Gemara in which we're machmir. Says the Chazon Ish, no. As long nowadays as we have not benched, you're still considered to be l'teich hamazon. It's a massive chiddush.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's always considered to be lish rois every single time. Therefore, no new bracha is required. Tremendous chiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Meches v'chein yayin shel kiddush kamash malon. What is the chiddush over here? Why would you have thought kiddush is different? Why must this be pointed out to me even? Kamash malam, deloy tema. Do not say dafke yayin koidim hamozin. Remember, we discussed this before we see the Mishnah Berurah. Can anybody suggest a reason themselves? We explained this when we learned kiddush. The Mishnah says yayin before the mozin, patas yayin after the mozin. Tosfos says yayin before the mozin exempts yayin during the mozin. Now, why is that an extra chiddush to say that even kiddush shelefnei hamozoin also exempts yayin toich hamozoin? Why is that an extra chiddush? Because why are you having that wine? Why are you drinking that wine b'chalal before
mitzvah.
The mozoin? Because it's a mitzvah. Nothing to do with eating or hungry or thirsty or lishto. It's nothing to do with it.
Before you were just drinking.
So if I drink my wine to open up my stomach. So I understand, so that basically includes everything afterwards. But if I have wine, because Chazal told me I have to make Kiddush al HaKoyz, who says that's the same? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Kamash Malon. Deloy Tema, do not suggest that Dafke Yayin Koidim HaMozoin. Dafke Yayin before the Mozoin, De Choshiv. Why is that considered significant? De Bo Liftoyach HaMe'ayim. It comes to open up the stomach. Velishtois, and in order to drink, so then I understand that poita b'teich ha-su'uda. Then I understand it would exempt that which I drink during the meal. Avol yayin kiddush, but the yayin that you drink over kiddush, debo ikroi. What's the whole purpose? Le mitzvah. Eimaloi, comma. Maybe there the halacha will be different than what? Maybe that's not going to exempt what comes afterwards because that's completely separate. Gamash, malon, depoita. That's why we need to be told that no, it still exempts. Which is negiah to us every single Friday night. So you make kiddush during the before the meal. If you bring wine during the, to the table during the meal, you do not need to make another bracha. Says Tosis v'nira li pashut. T'bemedino seinu, in our where we live in our times, she'ein onu regilin lishtois yain b'teicha suda. If we would not be rogel to drink wine during the meal, if that's not the norm, afilu b'shabbos. An eino poita, it would not exempt. Elaim kein hoya b'day to elizeh mitchilo k'moshekosafti mikodem, like I said before. So for really every single person, l'chayra has to know what is it that he normally does. So now, in our family, I think we could safely say we never have wine during the meal, ever, 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 ever have wine during the meal. So therefore, if we make Kiddush Friday night, and for some reason, one Friday night in the middle of the, after the soup, we decide to have a cup of wine, what will be the halacha?
Make a bracha.
If your norm is that you always have wine during the meal, or even if you don't always, but at least tonight you specifically had that, that's what you're going to do, then we just said, the yayin lifnei, even the Kiddush would exempt it. Okay, Tess?
Can I ask a question? Practical example. When we're by ourselves, we usually don't have wine.
Okay.
Someone comes, well, we just decide, well, tonight, I didn't have in mind, but let's have a cup of wine.
So the question is, all depends on when you decided that. If you decided that when you made the Kiddush,
so
then you're having das, during the meal, you have to make a new bracha.
Okay.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
A new bracha. Oh, you know what? I fancy a glass of wine. Fine. A new bracha. By the way, we're not talking about shahakal over here. If you have a l'chaim on a liqueur or a whiskey, that's something else. Right. We haven't discussed that.
Right.
But if you have a wine, right, you are not planning on having it. Why? Because that's not normally your regilus. So then the yayin shelifnei amozain will not exempt it. If it is your regilus, or even if it's not, but you are clearly planning on doing so, then it will be included. Nice. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tess, it will exempt wine Shabbatoy Chamozin, and as we said before, V'huadin Shalach Chamozin. So too will exempt the wine after the meal. V'chein Hamavdil. Now again, why is Hamavdil a further chiddush yet? Rot Saloima. What this means is, even though the Havdalah is not at all related to the Suda, K'moy Kiddush, why not? Because there's no halachic requirement to have a Suda with Havdalah, although there is a halachic requirement to have Suda with Kiddush. So I would have said that what? That the yayin you make over Havdalah will not exempt the yayin that you have during the meal. There's no connection whatsoever. Kiven shehivdil al hashulchan. What does that mean on the table? Rotzaloima shehechin atzmoy lesuda. But he clearly had prepared himself for a meal. That's what it means, al hashulchan. Therefore, it therefore becomes shaycha lesuda. Umayri kahanal. Obviously, says the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about, like what we said before, which is that what? Shahaya bedaito elishto iskam b'teicha suda. In other words, Havdalah is going to be the same as Kiddush, but it's not better than Kiddush. So even if, imagine you come home and your wife has set up a whole lavish Malava Malka for you, and you're going to make Havdalah and immediately launch into your meal, that's called being Mavdil ala Shulchan. Then normal rules apply, says the Mishnah Berurah B'Seder. Then you've got to apply normal rules, which means you have to work out, were you planning on having wine during the meal? If your norm is to have wine during Malava Malka, or even if it's not your norm, but at least tonight you're planning on doing so, then what's the halacha?
No bracha.
Then it's no bracha. Again, why is it a chiddush? It's a chiddush because you might have been excused for thinking that the Havdalah is not really connected to the Suda. Because no halachic requirement to have a Suda. That's the chiddush. Nonetheless, it's still considered part of the meal. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brought at the end that some say that this Havdalah halacha is not so clear and would only apply if you make Havdalah after Netilas Yodayim. Says the Mishnah Brura, Yud Aleph, She'ein Birkas. Some say the bracha you make on the Ayin Havdalah will not exempt what? The wine during the meal. Do you know why? As we just said, Hatam Kanal. The reason is, like we said before, the Eino Shaicha L'Suda K'moi Kiddush. That's what this opinion holds. They say that yes, Havdalah is not Shaicha to the meal. It's not the same as Kiddush, as he writes in brackets, She'eino Yela B'Mokim Suda. Kiddush has to be B'Mokim Suda, but Havdalah doesn't need to be. Va'al Kein, and therefore, Svira Lei L'Hayesh Oimrim. Therefore, this Yesh Oimrim, this second opinion, hold that what? De Bo'inon al Kolponim, we require Sheyitoil Yodov Lesuda Mitchila. If you wash your hands first, the Bezev Vadai, then we can certainly say that it's Atchalta de Suda. What does it mean, Atchalta de Suda? That it really is the beginning of the meal. In other words, it's not inherently connected. Kiddush is inherently connected. Why is Kiddush inherently connected? Because Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Suda. Because Kiddush has to be together with a Suda. But Havdalah does not need to be with a Suda. So the first opinion the Shulchan Aruch says, doesn't matter. Second opinion the Shulchan Aruch says, it does matter. Therefore it only works if you wash your hands. Yain ein birchas yain Havdalah poiter kosa mogen Avram the dafka yain Havdalah. It is only the yain Havdalah she'einoi bol tzirich suda. It's nothing essentially to do with the suda. That's where there is this more stringent opinion. However, aval b'yain shelifnei amozoin da'alma shebol tzirich suda liftoyach hame'ayim poiter afilu kodem netila. In ordinary cases, you don't need Netilas Yadayim. Even if you have your wine before Netilas Yadayim, it would still exempt during the meal. That's why the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, was quiet. In the beginning of the Sif, he didn't make any mention whatsoever about Netilas Yadayim. When we began this Sif, what does it say? Yain before the meal exempts Yain during the meal. One second. Did he do Netilas Yadayim? He didn't do it until it's a dime. Says Mishmar is irrelevant. You know why the Shulchan Aruch remains silent on that? Because it's irrelevant. It's only Havdalah where it's an issue. Why? Because Havdalah is nothing to do with the Suda. Says the Mishmar of Eloi Hisne, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch did not stipulate that the Dafka Achanatila. Now, go to the Mishnah Berurah, the last Mishnah Berurah, Yud Dalad. Koidim Havdalah, I think this was Nachum Geller's question last time. What are we saying? You're washing your hands, you're making Havdalah, and then you're eating your bread. How can you do that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vim Toimav, you can ask a question. Heichi Shari Lahafsik. How are you allowed to make a hefsek by Havdalah bei netilas yodayim lahamoitzi? You washed your hands. You haven't yet said hamoitzi. And what are you doing in the middle? You're making Havdalah. How are you allowed to do such a thing? Isn't that a hefsek? Yesh loy mother, no. Deloy hava hesach hadas. That's not considered hesach hadas. Why not? Kiven shedaitoy leechol. Because you're planning on eating ve'einoi rasho oyilechoil b'li Havdalah. Remember, you're not allowed to eat unless you made Havdalah. When you make Havdalah, you don't have to eat. But if you want to eat, you've got to make Havdalah first. For avala hafsik b'shtias rashus. But yes, if you want to make a hefsik of what? Drinking shtias rashus. What's shtias rashus? If you want to wash your hands and then you fancy having a cup of orange juice, that's no heter. Why? That will be osa. That bemet will be osa. Why will that be osa? Because that's nothing to do with the netilas yadayim and hamoitzi. Whereas the havdalah is very much to do with it. Why is it very much to do with it? Because you cannot eat unless you make havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. So therefore, when I wash my hands and I'm about to eat, and I throw havdalah in between, oh, what's havdalah got to do with anything? Yes, of course it's got to do with something, because without havdalah you couldn't eat.
That's the same as
Kiddush on Friday night.
Friday night with the yekkers, right?
Right. That's why the yekkers do that. Some people have the minik. Ramosh Zelig, you do this? Rom, you do this? No. We also don't. But some do. They wash their hands, then make Kiddush, and then say Amoitzi. It's a hefsuk. It's not. Because without Kiddush, you can't eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah in conclusion, Tezvav. So what was the recommendation of the Shulchan Aruch? Yechavein shaloi lahoitzi. Best would be to have kavona when you have your havdalah before Natilus Yadayim, because you're getting involved in a machalikas. Have kavona that you don't want to be moitzi the yayin during the meal. V'oz yivarech bracha achroina al kois zeh koidem asuda. That way you've successfully managed to avoid the whole shaila, because you'll have your yayin before the Natilus Yadayim. You'll make a bracha achreina because you had specific kavana that I do not want this bracha to carry over into the meal. I don't want to get involved in machlekas and mamela. You'll now make a bracha achreina. Come the meal and you bring wine to the table. What will be the halacha? Obviously, you now have to make a new bracha and have managed to avoid the whole machlekas. Okay, very good. We'll hold it over here. Next time, I'd like to see some of the other halachas. We're going to see Sif Vov. It's at the top of the page there. And Sif Zayin. And Sif Ches we won't see yet, because we haven't seen the Gemara fully. So Beis Hashem, we'll see Sif Vov and Sif Zayin. And Be'ez Hashem, after that, we'll continue with the new subject.